Today's message, Joyful, Thankful, and Encouraged, comes to us from the National Church Office and some contributions by Patty. Today, we read the letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Philippi in Greece. Paul accomplished much of his ministry through letters. They were a primary medium for preaching and teaching. It is important to know that Paul is writing to the church from prison where he is awaiting trial. We don't know the particulars or the accusations, but we know that the good news of Jesus Christ is so much part of who Paul is that it is actually the gospel that is on trial. In the midst of these difficulties, Paul is writing to the Philippian church to thank them for sharing in God's grace, both in his imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. The Christians in Philippi share Paul's message and mission so completely that several times in this letter, Paul uses the word koinonia, to have in common or to share. So strong is the common vision and purpose they share that and so strong is Paul's conviction that they are holding him in their hearts, that Paul feels they are actually partners sharing in his imprisonment and trial. We all know what it is to feel helpless when confronted with problems much larger than we are. Our resources can seem too meager to make a difference. And then we see the miracle working potential of partnership. Partnership can take the insignificant and multiply it into something magnificent. You can just feel the joy and encouragement overflowing in Paul's letter as he talks about this partnership in God's mission. He is encouraged, and he encourages the church, and that is the power of partnership. Let's pause for a moment to reflect a little on grace. Often in his writing, Paul uses the same word for grace and gratitude. It is interesting to note that the Greek word charisto, meaning I thank, shares the same word as the word charis, which means grace. When charis comes from God to us, Bible translators call it grace. When charis goes from us to God, translators call it gratitude. God gives us grace, we give God gratitude. Paul understands something that the heart knows intuitively. Giving and receiving are so closely related that you can use the same word for both. And Paul's expression of God's grace are matched equally by his thankfulness both to God and to the partnership of the church. And so, despite being in prison, Paul is joyful, thankful, and encouraged as he experiences and shares God's grace. Like the Philippian church, we are working together in partnership to share God's grace. Gifts to Presbyterian sharing, given in small measures, are big enough to make a difference when placed in the hands of our ministry partners. In giving, we also receive, and we're joyful, thankful, and encouraged. Let us share with you a few stories of some of the mission and ministry we support through the gifts to Presbyterian sharing. Through these gifts, we are sharing God's grace in the world.
One of the things that Presbyterian sharing does is advocates for refugees. Started by Anglican and Presbyterian congregations and supported with our gifts to Presbyterian sharing, Action Refugee Montreal helps refugees find hope, community, and new lives in Canada. It is the only organization permitted by the Canada Border Services Agency to make weekly visits to the Immigration Holding Center in Montreal. The people detained in this are asylum seekers claiming refugee status or failed refugee claimants and immigration applicants awaiting deportation. Action Refugee Montreal staff and volunteers provide accurate legal information to detainees, explain the refugee claim process, and ensure access to a lawyer. They also make sure that the detainees are being treated fairly and provide other practical assistance and referrals. Since Montreal was founded in 1994, it has helped over 2,000 people. A few years ago, I traveled to Lloydminster to speak on behalf of PWS&D. And at the same time, a director from Action Refugee was there telling us and everyone there of the work done with the refugees, helping them to navigate through that complicated system of immigration. One thing that struck me was how he mentioned over and over that one of the most useful things that they could provide the detainees was phone cards. And he handed out used phone cards to all in attendance to put this point forward. It provides a lifeline to family and to legal advisors. Something so simple makes such a difference. Presbyterian Sharing also supports Life in Christ, a ministry which provides assistance to Arabic and Farsi-speaking refugees living in the Greater Toronto Area. Their programs minister to people who have endured the effects of war and persecution, helping them to begin new lives in Canada. The ministry's New Beginnings Training Program provides practical workshops aimed at helping refugees adapt to local Canadian communities. This includes English lessons and the development of other life skills. They also offer games and activities for children at the same time as the adult workshops. Our support of these ministries complements the work of Presbyterian World Service and Development as they provide assistance to refugees around the world and support congregations wishing to sponsor refugees coming to Canada.
Equipping youth. Joyful and thankful and encouraged. I am certain this describes the feelings of the youth and youth leaders who participate in the PCC's biennial Canada Youth Conference. It is not easy being young in today's church, and young people often feel isolated in their congregations. Canada Youth brings together hundreds of young Presbyterians from Canada to worship, study scripture, play, create, learn, laugh, discover, reflect, pray, sing, and share. This year, they were joined by 16 young people from our partner churches in Ghana, Malawi, Taiwan, and Lebanon. And what an inspirational week it was. Spiritually uplifting, life-changing, and an absolute blast. As one participant shared, who knew Presbyterians could have this much fun when they get together to worship God? And now adults are increasingly coming to Canada Youth to learn from youth and to learn more about faithful and wise leadership in the church. Because of your partnership, more than 4,000 people have attended Canada Youth since it began. The impact has been felt across the church. There was a group of youth from Saskatchewan who went to CY this year. They will be telling their own stories in a service later in the fall, and we don't want to steal their thunder. However, there were wonderful stories about CY in the recent edition of Presbyterian Connection newspaper, including personal stories from youth on their first visit. Abigail Law said that it gave her the opportunity to meet Christian people her age who share similar beliefs. Coming from a small town, Eckville in Alberta, that doesn't have very many Presbyterian youth, she enjoyed having so many in one place. It gave her the opportunity to see faith in action and hear what people are doing in their communities and churches. She was able to feel more connected within the church and sense God's love around her through others' actions, words, and a light shining in them. Please see this issue for more information on Canadian Presbyterian youth.
Presbyterian Sharing is also involved in international partnerships. Sending staff to work alongside our international partners encourages them in mission and ministry. Dr. Nicholas Bauman is a surgeon working alongside Nepali colleagues at the United Mission to Nepal's Tanzen Hospital. Over the past 2 years of teaching, learning, and assisting colleagues to provide much-needed medical care, he has learned a lot about the nature of partnership. He shares, "A mentor introduced me to the metaphor of a branch bending but not breaking as a teenager prior to my first overseas trip. I'm not sure if he was referring to the Tao Te Ching, or living plants are subtle and yielding, dead branches are dry and brittle, or perhaps another reference of which I'm unaware. But I have learned that it works on many levels and continues to be helpful. Becky and I were reflecting on the ways in which we feel we have meaningfully contributed to the community, and to the hospital, and of course, the many ways in which we have also been stretched, sometimes close to our limit. We have had many moments of learning and bending. One of the frustrating things, and simultaneously one of the gifts of being in a place like this, is the fact that because we are only here for a short time, and in many ways will only be a small blip in the history of this place, we are given the gift of being able to step back. I continue to enjoy the teaching that I'm doing in the OR and in the classroom, and the actual challenge of operating on a wider variety of patients than usual, and attempting to show compassion and integrity to patients despite my broken Nepali. I'm occasionally frustrated by cultural differences in the hospital or at home, but in these moments, I've usually been able to remind myself to step back, remember who I am, and my role. Certainly in the history of interaction between the Western Church and the Global South, there have been many times when the white Christian should have stepped back. And so my branch bends back. Hopefully this has helped me to be supportive to some of my Nepali colleagues in their leadership roles as they confront situations or problems which will be solved or remain unsolved long after we've left. It is my hope that we can continue to support them in this way. I also found that this latest edition of the Presbyterian Connection had many other stories about international ministries as well.
In conclusion, these ministries that extend the kingdom of God are possible because Presbyterians share in the mission and ministry together. Gifts, small and large, offered by many, have the potential to accomplish wonders because of partnership. Through giving and receiving, we experience a joy, thankfulness, and encouragement that Paul so aptly expressed, and most importantly, we share in God's grace. But there is one thing that Paul also offers in his letter as he talks about his partnership with the church at Philippi. Paul is confident that Christ is at work in the lives of the Philippian believers. He trusts that through the Spirit, Christ will bring about the transformation that God intends. It is a God who began the work of grace in Philippi, and God did not abandon it in a state of incompleteness. It is God who is working through our partnership in Presbyterian sharing, and God will not abandon it in a state of incompleteness. It is God who will perfect the work. We are blessed to be able to share in it. God has made the world and called us to be partners in its continual recreation. By God's grace, we have been given resources and gifts to share in the building up of the kingdom. By grace, God gives us blessings to live each day with joy, thankfulness, and encouragement in the world God loves. Amen.